One Talk Podcast.
The home of love.
Listen and learn.
One Nation Radio got a new brand, and that is One Talk Podcast. And that's what we want to do, and that's what we need to start having. And I welcome you guys to give me support as you've always been doing. So this evening, as I've told you, we want to discuss something. And what I want to talk about is how you can use your past life to cultivate your life today and to push your life to a better ground today. You know, when we were growing up, we were trained to go and get. You know, our parents didn't just, you know, like kind of give us everything. They gave us all the basic needs. But the tertiary and the luxurious things that we needed, we had to go get them. The good thing with staying in Africa and being born as in Africa, and more so in the remote villages, is that things are always there for you. You don't need money to get some of these things, especially the luxury things that to us was. And today, maybe the kids of today will not see them as luxury. So we needed some things to play with. We needed toys. So these toys today are bought. Toys are in the supermarkets. And, the children today will not do art. You know, we used to do art without going to classes. We just had to make our own toys. So at times we had to run to the river and get the most fine clay soil, and there was only a specific place to get it, which was almost something to do with 5 kilometers away from our homes. So we used to run 5 kilometers to go and get a clay soil and come back again 5 kilometers, that is covering 10 kilometers with a clay soil. And the clay soil will be molded into toys that we needed, like a gun, or maybe a dolly, or we call it a doll. You can mold a radio, you can mold a TV set, you can mold a bus or a truck or a car, and some things of that nature. This at the same time, there are those who are more talented than others, those who could also use barbed wires, you know, the barbed wires we use to cut them, the rusted one, from the fences, because once it is replaced, the rust one was sometimes not removed. So we were the ones to remove it, and we will feel so great to remove the rusted and decaying barbed wires, because we knew how precious that was to us. It was a luxurious raw material for our playing toys. So we used to do that. Okay, things like communication. Sometimes we needed to play, like one village needed to play with another village, or one home needed to play with another home. You needed to play with your colleagues from other side of the divide. So we needed to converse. We needed to communicate. We needed to at least pass the message across. So we used to make some things like, today they are called vuvuzelas. The ones mostly was used in the World Cup in South Africa. I think it was 2010. World Cup in South Africa. So we used to make such kind of vuvuzelas, and we would shout to the top of our voices so that our colleagues and friends from other homes would know that we need to meet somewhere for maybe a football match, or maybe playing the children plays, which we used to call kalongo in my native language. It's just hide-and-seek games and all that. And so life was not hard, but, you know, it trained us to go and get. It trained us to be responsible. It, you know, it was after molding, for example, a radio or a TV set, you will really need to take good care of it, because if you think about walking another 5 kilometers to get the clay soil to mold it, you would take much of your time to take good care of the molded TV set or the molded speakers, because sometimes we used to mold speakers, because during that time when we were growing up, discos or discotheque and much of that music thing was too much. And therefore, we grew loving music and loving dance. So sometimes we could mold even speakers and the music system and everything. So you really take good care of this, because if it gets broken, you have to think about walking another 5 kilometers to get the clay soil. You understand? And those who were brighter, as I said, who were using barbed wire to make like a bus or maybe a truck or a pickup, also knew how hard it was to straighten the barbed wire and also to remove the clipping part of it, because there's a peg that is always clipped to put the three threads together. So unclipping it and straightening that thread and molding it into something that will create a bus or maybe a truck or a pickup was not easy. So once you do it, you really take good care of your property. So it trained us to be responsible. It trained us to go and get. It trained us to be creative and innovative, because we had to create some things. We had to innovate some new kind of toys to help us in making our plays and also life so enjoyable. We used to also do so many things, and by then, you know, life was not like it is today, where some of the things are so easy. You only need financial support. You only need to have something in your pockets. So when you relate this life into what is happening today, you can only be great. And what we do and what we have achieved and what I have achieved even myself today, I've achieved it because of my past. I've achieved it because of that line that my parents put me in. And sometimes, you know, we really feel so bad when your parents put you into that state, because at that time you don't realize how important your parents are preparing you for what is coming in the future. So what I always have for parents is that however much you have too much, all right, however much you have too much, help your children, help your kids, help your family members to know how to be creative, to know how to go and get, to know how to innovate. All right? Don't give everything. You know, our kids today, they will just cry for whatever they need. And because they are called dads and moms today, because the kids become dads and they become moms. So you don't allow your mom and dad to cry inside the house. What do? You provide, as long as they give a cry. We used to be nicknamed. We were never called dad or mom. We were either called with a nickname or your name. So, you know, you didn't have that room for cry. And in fact, if you cried for something, the only thing you'll get is a discipline. That's how sweet it was. And that's how harsh it was. And that's how great it was. Because you can use all the terms. It was nice. It was harsh. It was great. It was good. It was discipline. You know, it was all sort of whatever you can name it. But it has brought us to what we are today. So life starts immediately when you were born. And it starts by molding you, by training you, by, you know, helping you to understand what is your passion. And who helps you? The parents. So if you are a parent and you're listening to this, you are the one who shapes the future of that young man or young woman. You shape it by helping them to grow knowing how to get, help them to grow knowing how to create, and help them to grow knowing how to innovate. All right? Because when we tend to give every time, I'm telling you, I lost my parents in my teenage. And by then, you know, we used to be given the basic needs was given to us. We used to be given even some of the luxury things like Christmas clothes. That was a luxurious thing. And in fact, when it was bought between 23rd and 24th before the Christmas day, you don't go more than 200 meters from your house when you know that the Christmas clothes are inside. So most of the time you want to smell. You want to feel the smell of the clothes. So you only play around to make sure that they are safe for the Christmas day. So it was a luxurious thing to have a new cloth for Christmas or a new shoes for Christmas. And by then there were some shoes which were booming, and they were called, I think, Umoja or something. They were rubbers, either black, white, or black with the yellow strips and something of sort. And these were, and they were smelling so nice. And every time, or any time you could even, during the dates, in between 23rd and 24th, if you go to the to homestead and you get inside the houses, you will feel the smell and you'll know, ah. So they also have the precious thing. They've got the luxury already, ready for 25th of Christmas. So we were trained, we were given, but there were some that you were not given, but we were trained and made to understand how to get. All right? So this is part of something that I've started with a one talk. By one talk, it came in my mind that sometimes, you know, there's something that you can say in a one sitting. You can take a minute or two or 10 minutes to speak, and it will be just a one talk, a one day talk, a one time talk that will change lives of others, will change perception of many, and it will change the understanding of reality across the world. So one talk is here to help you get, nurture, understand, and know how to train your talents, how to train your kids, how to be what you want to be tomorrow, how to use what you have today to nurture what you need tomorrow, how to reflect your life back when you were young and bring it to today to make something better and greater for the world. You know, we don't always do things to glorify ourselves, but we do this to glorify the world, the land that we were given, an honorable land, a beautiful land that God gave to us and gave the man authority over each and every thing that was created. So it is us to use it properly and to make sure that what we had before is translated to what we are today. That was my time. My name is John Gora. I love you so much, and I love to bring people together. One Nation is a movement that is geared to bringing people together, that is going to make sure that the world unites. We are one heart. We are one people. Life changes, and so do climates. And sometimes we need to move away from where we reside. We need to make trips. We need to go abroad. We need to visit our relatives and friends. But sometimes the difficult part of it is making a choice on how to travel abroad and how to travel to meet your friends. Marshahed Travel and Tourism is always ready to help you on how you can plan and arrange for your travel trips, home and away. Visit us on Instagram as Marshahed.travel and on Facebook, Marshahed Travel and Tourism, and reach out. We can help you plan your next destination.